China's first astronaut has returned successfully to Earth after completing 14 orbits around the globe and 21 hours in space. Lieutenant Colonel Yang Liwei landed in northern China early today, greeted as a hero by Chinese leaders and drawing cheers from the hundreds of local Chinese, recovery workers, and journalists on hand. Shortly after the Shenzhou 5 capsule touched down, Chinese officials announced plans for more space missions, possibly within the next 2 years. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
As dawn edged up over the grasslands of northern China, the country's first astronaut returned to Earth. As with the liftoff, the landing was not televised live, but when it was clear that all was well, state-run television ran recorded pictures of the space capsule's descent and of its doors being opened to reveal astronaut Yang Liwei still seated inside. There then followed an extraordinary Chinese version of a media scrum. The official Chinese journalists assigned to record this momentous event in history had to be restrained by officials from mobbing Yang as he stepped out of the capsule. He finally did emerge, looking a little dazed. He was taken to a waiting helicopter and whisked immediately to Beijing, where he was greeted by cheering crowds. He spoke very briefly about his mission. The spaceship operated well, he said. I feel very good and I'm proud of my motherland. Senior officials and the military top brass who run the space program were then lining up to meet China's newest hero. At a news conference, a senior official revealed more details of China's space program. It's cost them more than $2 billion so far, he confirmed, adding that Beijing is planning to push ahead with more flights, a spacewalk, a space lab, and a space station. Premier Wen Jiabao congratulated Yang on behalf of the Chinese nation. This is one of the greatest achievements of the Chinese people, said Wen, in their pursuit of science and technology. Analysts talk of the nationalism and patriotism on show today as the new Chinese ideologies, as belief in Marxism has disappeared almost completely. China's urban residents have generally been full of nationalistic pride at the success of the mission, and the news media have had almost nothing but reports on the spaceflight all day. But in the countryside, many peasants had hardly even heard of it. A few naysayers in the cities too, such as writer Yu Jie, have complained about the cost in a country where tens of millions of people still live below the poverty line. I'm very angry that they're spending so much money on something which doesn't have any real significance, he says. They're not spending a dime more, he adds, on the education of our young people. But Yu Jie seems to be in the minority. For the most part, there's a feeling that the success of the space flight does raise China's status in the world. That, of course, is a good thing. And if the government is technologically advanced enough that it can put a man in space, the thinking goes, maybe there'll be some kind of trickle-down benefits for everyone. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.